Well, we assessed it before it started last year, and we were very, very impressed with it. Three physical teams. If you recall, Arizona was 4-0 or 5-0 when we played them, and we have a great deal of respect for the talent level, the coaching, and it's going to be very competitive. Well, we made some plays. Both the overtime games, both teams had against the Niners. Both teams had opportunities. I'll remind you, they missed a field goal in each one of those in overtime. So, we stayed in them and guys played hard. We got long ways to go, but to answer your question, very impressed with the division. Well, we studied it, during the year. You don't have a lot of time, and we played as best we could considering, the amount of time we had and the ability level at the position. It's not going to be an ongoing process for us, but obviously we feel like we have a sense for what we need to do and the type of players that need to be on the field when you've got that kind of talent at the quarterback position. I'd made that decision well before the season ended that we wanted to go a different direction. Probably wouldn't have been as easy had we not had the assistance that I did on the staff. But when you're talking about Dave McGinnis and Chuck Cecil and then Coach Waffle, you've got guys that have coordinated. Very fortunate to get Frank Bush now, who's also coordinated. So we just felt like we wanted this to be the Ram defense. And so we're moving in a little different direction that from what Greg's philosophies are. You're talking about Coach Williams? I've not spoken with him since he got reinstated. I'm very happy that it worked out the way it did. I believe Greg can help, help the Titans and help Coach Munchak and, of course, Jerry Gray. And I think, the other side of that is that they can help him to reestablish himself back in the league. They've worked together in the past, and there were no issues. Some years have gone by, but when they were on our staff, we didn't have any issues. Yes. Yeah, just really excited about Tim, as is the staff. Again, we've got a number of former coordinators on the staff. It's Ram defense. Tim fits in really well with everybody. He has a very, very good understanding of the passing game, pass coverages. Tim has been in college. He's been successful there. He's defended options, and he's defended wishbones, and he's done those kinds of things. So, at the end of the day, the patience in the process paid off for us. Well, this offseason, if you're talking about acquiring players, it's year to year. I'm probably equally as excited about the offseason at the facility, the offseason program, the fact that both sides of the ball are staying in the same system. There's no new learning, and we're going to improve our younger players. So I'd like to think by the end of the offseason that we're a better team than we were when we finished. It's very challenging, and they're very talented, and they are also really good players around the quarterbacks. Both teams in the division have outstanding running backs, which makes the concept much more difficult to defend because traditionally in defense, you haven't accounted for the quarterback. So you have to make adjustments. You have to make modifications. And so we're going to be doing that along with everybody else because, you know, we can't predict that there's not going to be another team or two that's going to come in and do that type of stuff. And then, of course, you've got, you know, we've got our baby there in the West, and now those guys in the East have their challenge with the high-tempo offense that they're going to see out of Philadelphia. Who said that? Oh, I think a lot of people are going to go there. But, you know, and I think everybody, you know, thinks about, well, let's go talk to Coach Ault. You know, he's the one that started this stuff. You think he's going to help us defend his former player? He's not going to do that. So good luck to those guys that go out there. Well, it wasn't a couple of weeks. It was just 4 or 5 days. We claimed him, I think, on a Friday and brought him in over either Sunday or Monday. And then 3 days later, you know, we made our decision. And, you know, our approach regarding Titus was that, as I mentioned last week, was, you know, we had two options. One is to let him clear waivers and then, you know, be one of those teams to try to get some in here and try to sit down and talk to him or actually submit a claim. We were awarded. So we got to spend time with him. This was, to me, it was just a long, extensive interview. And at the end of the day, we felt like that we were better off without Titus. I'm sorry? Yeah, it was that, and there were some other things involved. But, you know, it's just, again, things have worked out really well for Coach Ryan and for the Rams because we've got our guy, and he's gone on, and he's has the ability now to be more comfortable in the out-front defense. Yeah, I mean, I draft just about any position and first round, except maybe a kicker and a punter. So we don't need those.
But I mean, I guess at Tennessee, of course, you had Hopkins all those years.
Right, but we feel like we got first round value out of some players that we drafted there, specifically the two tackles. Tackles play very well for us down there. Well, you know, coaches will stand up and tell you that, you know, players make their biggest improvement from year one to year two. And they're no longer rookies. They understand what they have to go through. They're going to come in the off-season program, and the young guys are going to improve. If we're doing our job, we identify strengths and weaknesses, not only the younger players, but all of our players. And you have to address those things during the off-season. So, you know, that process is well underway. And, you know, as frustrated as we are that we can't really put our hands on them anymore, we're going to take advantage of the time that we have starting in April to coach up the young guys. Well, I think you'll see more production out of him week to week, probably a little bit more consistency out of him. Not that he was inconsistent, but when you guys stay in the same system over time, they feel much more comfortable. And, you know, one can only imagine what it's been like for him for the last 3 years going through three different, you know, offensive philosophies and systems. Will works real hard. We have an outstanding defensive line coach, Mike Waffle, and Will got real close with the other three ends, with Eugene and Robert, and he's very close with Chris, and just loved playing. Will, you know, he wasn't a 60-play a game guy, but when he was on the field, he was productive, and I think he ended up the season with 6.5 sacks and a lot of tackles for loss. I'm sorry? Well, we've got Austin Davis. Really, really happy with his progress. Still, there's a possibility we would bring Kellen back Kellen's an outstanding locker room guy and very competitive. And if that were the case, we'd probably flip him to where Austin would be two, Kellen would be three. Because I think Austin, I think you get a chance to see Austin in the preseason, and we feel like he's got some ability. That's correct, yes. Yeah, we have a great deal of interest in bringing him back, as he does has interest in coming and remaining with us. Well, I mean, I think we have a feel for where that goes before we have to make any decisions. Now, you know, you talk about free agency. You know, we've got a good feel for what we can do, what we're planning on doing as far as UFAs. But, you know, there's always a possibility that that doesn't happen. Now, we've said all along we'd like to have both of them back. They're key members of our team. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, yeah, you have to address and fill those voids. Was that Cortland, Jim? Cortland. Cortland did well. You know, when he got settled in there, stayed there, was there through the offseason program, was productive. Really, I think he was a good influence on the younger corners. You know, we had a handful of young DBs, got along great with the safeties, and, you know, got off to a fast start. I mean, the first two or three weeks he had, you know, three interceptions, and then all of a sudden what happens is you get a guy that's around the ball. People are a little more cognizant of where he is on the field, so he still made a lot of plays for us, and you know, we're lucky we have depth at that position. The two younger guys that are going to come on, obviously Jenks' play speaks for itself. I think Tremaine's going to be a real good player as well, and we all know that you got to have more than just two, and so Court gives us that, the flexibility to move him inside, move him outside. So he was a great teammate for us this year. Well, not necessarily. I mean, I think that, you know, because of the nature of the college game now, you know, the linebacker position has the physical characteristics of the linebackers that are coming out are not necessarily what we need. You got to develop them. They're smaller. You see safeties now playing because of the speed and the multiplicity of the game. So, you know, when you're talking about addressing a need at the linebacker position, there's typically not a lot of depth from year to year. Yes, he has. Yeah, he, you know, we encouraged him to take some time off. He did. He came back. His rehab's just about complete. His weight is significantly down. He's made a commitment to our program there, you know, early in the offseason to get himself in a position where he can really compete. So I'm pleased with progress thus far. Okay, thank you.
He's got a chance to be a very high draft pick.
He's as quick as any big corner I've seen. This is the most talented corner in the entire draft.